Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, pretty good. We did a little kite flying this week, but the weather hasn't been too bad. But I would imagine that you guys are still cooking with gas.
We are still cooking with gas. I'm not in the best shape that I've been in for the last couple shows. I went I snuck away on Wednesday this week, and Thursday I went to a real estate mastermind to pick up some great tips and things I can help our customers with. And it was coupled with some mountain biking outside of Wenatchee. Mm-hmm. And McKay, let's just say that my skill level was not up to par with my speed level.
I'm going to guess it has something to do. It's easier to ride uphill if you fall, but coming down, you have to use the brake.
Yeah. So I got a couple ribs that are definitely not in the same shape they were. So if my voice is a little off this week,
you went over the handlebars.
Yeah. I was at a very rapid speed on descent. I got a quick little
better
lesson.
The ribs than your head.
I'm not 24 anymore, and I think this is going to take a little longer to heal. I mean, I'm mobile, and we're still out there showing and selling, but I don't get the deep breath right now that I used to get. So, but I did. I tell you, the real estate tips and ideas we got was I'm not going to say it was 100% worth it, but it was pretty close to worth it for a little injury there. But definitely glad to be back here on the radio and I might be a little safer in the studio.
That's why I bike on flat paved surfaces, which by the way, the bike only has one wheel. It's called At the Gym.
Oh, nice. Yes. You got me on that one for sure. I'm still into pushing limits though. I still like to think I can. So
next thing he'll be skydiving.
Absolutely. But we do have, before we get started here, back to real estate, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And this week, a new real estate website that I found, fancypantshomes.com. I'm loving it. And so this week, they've got on there, you can buy Toby Flenderson's house. That's right, from the NBC sitcom The Office. Toby Flenderson's house that they used for filming is up for sale. Now, it's not in Scranton like it is indicated on the show, but it's actually in Sherman Oaks, a neighborhood out just in the region of Los Angeles there, outside the San Fernando Valley. Now, what do you get for $1 million? It's not super impressive. 1,505 square feet, 3 bedroom, 2 baths. Now, McKay, I think I can get you that for less than half price here. So,
well, that's 50 feet smaller than our house. Yeah, same bedrooms, same bathrooms.
Same bed, bath count.
Wow.
So we're not exactly crazy, but you're also probably not going to see us on fancypantshomes.com. So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story there. So the Office fans, if you'd like to take a run on that house, let me know. I'll get you a great referral to a San Fernando agent for sure. Well, we always like to temper that with our local real estate story. And this week I'm super excited to have here in the studio with us. He's been a guest before, but it's been a couple of years, and we've got with us today Kenmore team member, superstar, Ryan Rose. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lance. How you doing?
Good. Now, Ryan, I would say on the air, I purposely did not put your title in that introduction because I'm going to let you talk about that a little bit. Your official title at the Kenmore team, and a lot of people might not know this, is ISA. So, Ryan, what the heck is an ISA for those out there that don't know in that sales industry?
Well, Lance, officially, I am the inside sales agent of the Kenmore team. unofficially, I am that guy who calls you as soon as you give me your information on our website.
Absolutely. So, and what's interesting and I love about what you just said is that minus maybe the 30 minutes that we're in here doing the radio show, I get a lot of feedback from consumers out there, and a lot of people will call me and tell me, and the best is when maybe somebody from my close circle of friends or whatever, they'll go to our website, they'll log on, and then they're sending, and then about an hour later, they'll call me and they'll be like, "Hey, Lance, crazy, this guy from your team already called me back. Like, this Ryan guy's all over me. I just wanted to see that one house. What the heck's going on over there?" And, you know, I from a salesperson's point of view, I absolutely love getting that call. But I know that when we first started, one of the in real estate, and we went about laying out how can we best serve the consumers. And there was this huge thing in real estate that technology was going to increase the speed and the responses. And in many ways it did, but there still has to be a person responding to all that.
For sure.
And so we kind of went the next step and said, gosh, let's get a licensed agent that manages those web leads, that takes those calls, that actually, though, you're a licensed real estate agent.
I am.
But how many contracts did you write last year?
I have not written a single contract or worked with a buyer or seller in the 7 years that I've been part of your team.
and people think that that's crazy. They're like, "Lance, I mean, there's a lot of expense involved in that. Ryan, there's a lot of education involved in that."
There is.
Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make sure that on that next level, that it's not a call center that's calling you back from overseas. If you make an inquiry on one of our listings on our website, or you go and put in a contact form and contact us, there's a 90% chance that you're going to get Ryan, a 95% chance. I say 95 because we do occasionally let him have a day off of his phone. Mm-hmm. I know it's just crazy that we would do that, but we do. So there is backup that occasionally it might be somebody other than Ryan, but 90 to 95% of the time, somebody's going to put an inquiry on the website and they're going to get a hold of Ryan. And The reason why we did that is because, well, like here, I'm doing this radio show, mm-hmm. you know, right now, and normally Ryan's not on the show with me, or I'm out with a relocation buyer that is here for 3 hours to look at homes. Well, if we have made a commitment to advertise your home and put it on our website and work to sell it, it would be really difficult for me to take all of those calls while I'm on those showing appointments. So we said, let's put a licensed agent on our team that is contractually not allowed to sell, but has the job of responding to those inquiries.
So every time you put your data in, and you do this safely at your website and say, "I'm interested in this, bang, he's right back at you and says, "Okay, we've got this, and I'll put you in touch with the people."
Tisha, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a great system. It's expensive. Don't get me wrong. I tried to get Ryan to come to work for free, but he wouldn't. and so it's expensive, and a lot of formats and teams don't have that in their budget to do it. But what we're looking at is trying to increase that level of service. But
well,
really,
how many times have you expressed an interest in something, and I'm asking you, the audience, and you call and leave a message, a voice message, or you message them on their Facebook or the website, and nobody ever calls you back? What do you do? You move on to the next business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, and our job is to make sure we're capturing that information. Mm-hmm. We're getting those questions answered for the consumer. We're getting those questions answered about listings that people might have. But one of the things why in this market, like, I really wanted to get Ryan on the show is because frontline, he's taking a lot of those calls right off the bat. So Ryan, like, what are you seeing that is either not happening for buyers, or that you feel that buyers need to be aware of and do right now in this market?
Well, Lance, there's actually quite a few things. I'll give you the top three or four. Probably one of the biggest things I'm seeing is when a lead or, you know, a prospective buyer or seller will reach out through our website, and they chuckle every time that I call, because it's usually about 45 seconds is all as long as it takes me to reach back out to them most of the time. And so I even got a phone call this morning with a gentleman who's moving over here from the west side, and he literally did chuckle with how fast that he had put in his information and I called him. And so that right there, the speed, kind of what John alluded to, was that we need to be as fast as possible when we're responding to people's requests and needs, because the market is moving so fast. I mean, homes are on the market for a matter of an hour or two, and they are getting blown up on, you know, with internet traffic and prospective buyers. We don't have the time to waste to reach back out to people.
Right. Because if you're taking that call on a Saturday, in this market, that there could be four offers on it by Saturday night.
Without a doubt.
And so they're going to need to make a decision quickly. Okay, so that the speed back to that consumer is huge. What else is beneficial that they should be thinking about?
Well, probably one of the next biggest things is to not be afraid to start a conversation with somebody such as myself. I'm not there to pressure them into buying or you know, want to go see a home, you know, like they have to go see it. I'm there to answer questions. I'm there to establish a good working relationship. And I think a lot of people are still apprehensive about giving somebody like us their information and having somebody like me reach out to them. That it's my job to make sure that their answers, their questions are being catered to. And with how fast this market is moving, I don't think prospective buyers or sellers can afford to be shy with working with somebody like me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they seriously have a question about a property like that, I couldn't agree more. I mean, in so many cases, and honestly, I talked a little bit about that mastermind I was at. This is a theme that we're seeing across the country. I mean, we had Bellingham represented there. We had Tucson. We had Las Vegas. We had even Detroit, wow. You know, which had been depressed for a number of years. I sat next to the Detroit agent running the similar operation as the Kenmore team, and he's in the same boat there with multiple offers and things going under contract quickly. So I think you're exactly right, is once someone has gone in and put that inquiry and identified that they want to talk about a property, is being ready to have that conversation with you is absolutely huge. Now, Ryan, what about where people are seeing these things? Like, are they seeing them on Zillow? Are they seeing them on our own website? Or how are you handling the funneling of that information that's bombarding the client?
They're seeing it everywhere. I talk to people who are not only on our website, they're on other realtors' websites in the Tri-Cities. A lot of people are you know, constantly searching Zillow, and they're getting bombarded with information about homes that, you know, if you're on a national site such as Zillow or realtor.com, with how fast our market's moving, their databases aren't updating as quickly as possible. And so a lot of my conversations are about, God, I'm sorry that, you know, you just found this home that is perfect for you, but it just went under contract an hour ago or even yesterday. I'm sorry that Zillow didn't update their database fast enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I mean, you know, and a lot of times two people will call in and they'll have seen a sign, you know, and then they'll see, they'll see our sign and they'll be like, well, gosh, what about this one around the corner? And, you know, in many cases, it might not even be in the MLS yet, or if it was, it went in and was pending within an hour. So
I see that quite often. Actually, Tara in our office, our listing coordinator, she actually warned me this morning. First thing she said to me this morning was, hey, we have a listing going live in Prosser. The sign's going up today, but it's not going to be live quite yet. So you're going to be getting calls.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how fast things can be happening, and making sure that we have great communication between the departments, and that Ryan's available to answer those questions. Ryan, great first segment. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about the things that you're hearing from clients in the market. And I also think I'm going to take a little bit of a squirrel moment when we come back and talk to you about Ryan's side hustle in the Tri-Cities. So stay tuned to hear about that.
Right.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been doing a spotlight with one of our team members, Ryan Rose, ISA, we talked about a little bit before, inside sales agent. So Ryan is the guy that is taking those contacts, talking to people that are inquiring about our listings, getting information in real time out to people. So Ryan, it was great in the first segment to hear about that. But a little bit of fun before we jump back into the business. One of the things we talk about at the Kenmore team, and we love entrepreneurial spirit and people having different interests in their life and stuff. And, you know, we call it at the Kenmore team, we call it your side hustle. Like, what's your side hustle? And you've got a big one, Ryan. So Ryan, what's your side hustle passion project?
Well, Lance, my side hustle I have a little claim to fame. I believe that I am the Tri-Cities original food blogger. I started my website all about Tri-Cities food back in 2004, well before there were cameras and phones. And it's called shotandabeer.com.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And basically, I go out and eat a lot of good food. I post and take pictures about a lot of good food. And I make sure that all my friends and people who follow my website and follow my social media accounts, that they know all about the good food in the Tri-Cities.
Well, I think that's huge. And from a real estate perspective and loving this community, loving helping people get into business spaces, into homes here, and the growth of the community, thanks for doing that. Yeah, this has nothing to do with real estate on the radio show. I just absolutely love having Ryan around because when it's Friday night and my wife are going to go out on a date and we're a little bored with our normal choices, we'll just really like walk by Ryan's office. We'll be like, Ryan, where are we eating tonight? And having the shot and a beer expert, is awesome. I think it's a great service to Tri-City. So
it has actually helped me in quite a few conversations with buyers who are coming up from out of state.
Yeah.
Or from out of our area. They want to know more about the Tri-Cities. And so it's real easy for me to lead into our growing, our very awesome. It's becoming an awesome restaurant scene here in the Tri-Cities finally. And I'm able to point people in a great direction.
It's an awesome service. Thank you for doing it. And we absolutely love that. A little bit back to the real estate side, before we pick Ryan's brain a little bit more about the calls that are coming in, we always run out of time when we have a guest. So I definitely want to make sure I get a pick three in here because inventory has been the hardest part about this market right now. And we're putting on some great, great listings. 5700 Laurel Drive in West Richland. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler with a basement on 2.5 acres in West Richland. And I know there's a ton of people out there listening that are looking for this. Great room concept for entertaining. Beautiful wood floors throughout the main level. You've got a huge 10-foot island in the gorgeous kitchen with granite counters, full tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances. The main level also has 2 secondary bedrooms on top of the master. Then you go downstairs and you have a 28x23 oversized family room. Could be a rec room, media room, attached 2-car garage, storage shed, and fully fenced backyard with trees. All of that coming in at $679,000. So for that acreage type property in West Richland, 5700 Laurel Drive, great listing. Pick number 2, 2067 Lindenwood in West Richland also. Now, this is a great home in View Ridge. It is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath with a bonus family room. 2,756 square feet. Master suite has double door entry, private balcony deck, walk-in closet, soaking tub, large shower, big secondary bedrooms. Absolutely awesome property. Three-car garage. And that is coming in at $465,000. So $465,000. And then this is the price point that everybody is, there's just massive hysteria in. And that home, this is $379,900. And this home is 5314 Eisenhower Court in Pasco. This is a three bed, two bath with an office. Everybody's looking for that office den, work from home concept. 2,000 square feet, LVP flooring throughout, 9 foot, 9 foot ceilings, vaulted ceilings in areas. The entire home wired for surround sound. You've got a beautiful kitchen, large island, stainless steel appliances, double pantry closets, split bedroom design, and then awesome entertaining outdoor living space, fully fenced yard, large covered patio with RV parking, room for RV parking. And like I said, $379,900, that's a hard price point to be finding stuff right now. So there is inventory. We have, over the course of the last 2.5 weeks, we've seen more new listings and available opportunities for buyers than we've seen in previous months. And so we're really getting some great, great early summer inventory that's hitting the market right now. Well, and we're very fortunate to have Ryan Rose here with us, inside sales agent at the Kenmore team. And Ryan, we just talked about some great inventory that's coming up on the market. Now, what are you doing with clients? And they call you, they're asking about a house, but at that point it might be gone. How are you letting them know about that new inventory and what's going on in the market?
Well, Lance, I make sure that I write down and I take as many notes as I can for what they're wanting in their home. And then I am keeping my ears to the ground. I am making sure that I'm eavesdropping on our listing specialist to see what they have coming up.
I like the way you put that, for sure.
Yeah, I have to in order to make sure that, you know, I give our leads a heads up. Or I give our prospective buyers a heads up and say, hey, just keep your ears on your phone, your eyes on your phone for when I'm going to be reaching out, because we're going to have something that could work for you. I will tell you about it as soon as I possibly can.
Absolutely. And so you're just kind of getting prepped so that you can give those clients that alert immediately when the property's available.
For sure. And then what I will also do is leverage our technology and make sure that each of those prospective buyers are on what we call a listing alert. And what that does is it lets our system alert you, the buyer, or any buyers looking for a property based on what they're searching for. It will send you an email within minutes of that property hitting the market so that you're not missing out.
And that's huge. And I think that because it could be a property. Now, are those properties that are only listed with the Kenmore team?
Absolutely not. They are properties listed with any real estate brokerage in our MLS area, the greater Tri-Cities area.
So you're able to set the client up so that if that hits the market, goes live, they can get that alert and then let you know when they want to see it.
Yeah, they are able to call, text, email me, and I make sure that I am available for the vast majority of the day, up until I tell people I'm available from 7 a.m. till at least 7 p.m, because the market will not wait.
And I love how you say that the market will not wait. And so if a buyer has basically, I mean, you're describing for me almost a concierge type service for these people that are on your list. Now, the difference being, I think here a little bit is, if they want to see that house that afternoon, because we know that's how fast the market is working. Mm-hmm. How certain are you that you can make that happen? And why can you versus somebody else?
I am 98% certain I can make that happen because of how we operate as a team. We have a team of buyer's specialists ready and able to show homes. And then on top of the buyer specialist, we have a showing partner. He's an assistant to the buyer specialist. So no matter what, people should not and would not be waiting to view a home if they're contacting us to go view it.
Ryan, I think you're blowing people's mind here with the whole showing partner. So you're doing the scheduling on the concierge service, basically. You're finding an agent, and if there was a nuclear disaster, sorry, I'm not supposed to say that in Tri-Cities, but if there was a massive problem and those agents were not available, you even have a backup for the backup.
We do.
Okay. Well, I think that's huge, and that is a massive differentiating factor in this market, because we know that speed to lead on those situations, speed to getting in the house. Yes, there's going to be certain properties that do a review period. And I think agents would say, well, there's going to be a review period for 2 or 3 days. But there's going to be a lot of houses that don't do that. And they're going to take the soonest, best offer that they get.
Absolutely. I hear our agents, I hear our buyer specialists speaking about that quite often.
Absolutely. So I think that is a very, very important factor to know about. And we really appreciate what you do. Is not an easy thing. That's a lot of phone calls. That's a lot of conversations. That's a lot of scheduling to get done. So we really appreciate you taking the time to do that. As we wrap up this segment, Ryan, is there one other piece of advice, or if you were a buyer in this market buying, that you would be having ready or doing to ensure that you got the house? Is there one last piece of advice you would give a buyer in this market?
I would. The best piece of advice is still, I would always recommend somebody having their pre-approval letter in hand before they start viewing homes. Because even in the day or so that it takes you to generate that pre-approval letter, the house that caught your eye will be gone.
It's amazing, especially even in a hot market, how it goes back to the basics like that. Well, Ryan, thanks a bunch for being on the show, for taking those inquiries and helping the buyers in the Tri-Cities market get into a home. Folks, if you want to be working with Ryan, be on his watch list, have available that suite of agents to you, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot a message to Ryan. He'll be glad to take care of you, and we will do what we can to get you into your next home. That being said, I plan on being back here next week with less bruised ribs and more ability to speak. In the meantime, we're going to go sell a lot of freaking houses, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.